Chapter 4, What is the difference between hard money and private money? When you think of hard money, you usually think of a company that is in the business of loaning hard money. And this is usually the case. However, there are many individuals, just like you, that have gotten into the hard money lending business. I say individuals, but you do need to have an entity that you lend from. We will discuss this later in the course. When most people think of private money, they think about raising money themselves from friends and relatives to use to fund their own real estate deals. When this is done, most of the people putting up the private money do not know anything about hard money lending or the kinds of returns they can get as a hard money lender. Most investors that raise private money usually will pay the lender somewhere between 8 to 12% return on their investment. Most of the time, they do not pay any points either. In this kind of situation, the borrower is primarily in control. They have found someone with some money and offered them what they think is a good rate of return on their investment. I say it like that because to you and me, we know 8 to 12% is actually not that great when you know what you're doing. Private money is a good way to fund your transactions. However, the investor must know people with money that like and trust them enough to write a check to fund a deal. If you're going to do this for your own real estate deals, it helps to have a track record of deals that you have done to present to your potential lender. Having said all this, giving a passive investor an 8% return is not a bad return for a totally passive investor. This course will teach you how to get better returns as well as how to borrow at one rate and lend at another, but it requires work on your part putting the deal together. For a busy professional looking for a passive rate of return secured by real estate, an 8% return is good. How much interest can I charge? Hard money loans could have an interest rate of 8 to 18%, even higher in some cases. The lender could charge points of 0 to 10 points or more. 1 point equals 1% of the loan amount. Many states will also have usury laws that limit the interest anyone is able to charge a consumer on loans, but think of how high credit cards can go. The usury law is intended for owner-occupied consumers. However, some states have usury for investment property loans as well. If a loan was made primarily for a commercial, agricultural, investment, or business purpose, then a borrower may not claim a defense of usury against the lender unless their state allows it. Interest rates on loans made primarily for commercial, agricultural, investment, or business purpose may exceed most state usury laws. This is another important reason to stay away from lending to owner-occupied properties. Some states do have limits on the amount of interest you can charge, even if it is a loan on investment property, so make sure that you know the laws in the state you are lending or brokering in. Knowing what other local hard money lenders charge is a good indication of the limits you can charge in your state. So find out what your competition is charging, and you will have a good idea of what you can charge, as we will discuss further in a later section. Also, if you do decide to owner finance a property to a buyer that will occupy the property, be sure to completely read through the Dodd-Frank rules. Usury and licensing law pertains to the state in which the subject property is located, not where the lender or borrower is located. I have written a complete report called Everything You Need to Know About How Dodd-Frank Affects Seller Financing and How to Comply. You can download a free copy by going to LarryGoins.com/Dodd-Frank-Report, or you can just go to LarryGoins.com and search the keyword Dodd-Frank. How much can you make as a hard money lender? I wanted to take a few minutes and talk to you about the kinds of returns that you can make as a hard money lender or broker by showing you a sample deal. Although there are many different ways to structure a lending transaction, it is important to note that any transaction can be structured any way that is agreeable to the lender and borrower as long as it is in compliance with any state or federal limits. Below is an example of how we structure a hard money loan. Loan terms, loan amount, $100,000. Interest rate, 15%. Points, 5. Term, interest-only payments for 6 months, then payable in full. Borrower can extend the loan for 90 days by paying 2 points. 1 point is equivalent of 1% of the loan amount. They may also extend it again for an additional 90 days by paying an additional 2 points. Once the loan reaches 12 months, it must be paid off. We have, however, allowed the borrower to continue paying interest-only payments until the property is sold or refinanced. Also, most private investors who put up the money do not have a problem doing this as long as they continue receiving their monthly payments. I have seen some lenders allow a borrower to continue making their monthly interest payments for years. Maybe the borrower couldn't sell the property and decided to rent it out until they could sell it, or for whatever reason. Broker perspective. Okay, so let's see how much you can make as a broker in this transaction. If you are the broker, you will receive the points and the actual lender will get the interest. Of course, all of this is negotiable, but the broker will get most of the points as their fee anyway. So let's say the broker gets all of the points. They just made $5,000 for matching someone who needs money with someone who has money and putting the transaction together. Is this great or what? Lender perspective. Let's take a look and see how much you would make if you were the lender in this transaction. Okay, so if you use the above broker and they receive the points, then that means you get the interest. So 15% of $100,000 is $15,000 divided by 12 months at $1,250 a month. Let's say that the borrower wasn't able to finish the rehab and get the property sold in 6 months, and it took them 8 months. So the borrower had to pay an additional 2 points or $2,000. The interest for 8 months at $1,250 per month is $10,000, plus the $2,000 equals $12,000 total income from your $100,000 investment, and you have your money back in 8 months. Let's say that the borrower keeps the loan for the full 12 months. They usually pay off within 3 to 6 months, but let's say this one paid off in 12. So 15% of $100,000 equals $15,000 in interest. And because the borrower had to renew the loan at the 6 month mark and again at the 9 month mark by paying 2 points or $2,000 at each renewal, this is an additional $4,000. So $15,000 plus $4,000 equals $19,000. That would be a 19% return for the lender that put up all the money. Now here is where it gets really good. If you originated the loan yourself and didn't go through a broker, then you would get to keep the points. So now you can add another $5,000 to your return and you are up to $24,000, which is a 24% return on your investment. Now it gets even better still. Let's say you have a line of credit that you can use to fund the $100,000. Let's say you're paying 6% on your line of credit. That would be a cost of funds of $6,000 per year. So if you are making $24,000 and the money cost you $6,000, your net profit is $18,000 using OPM or other people's money. Imagine if you had a line of credit for $1 million. Once you get that $1 million loaned out, you would be making $180,000 per year off of the borrowed money. Can you see now why I'm so excited about being a hard money lender? Now, this is just one example of terms you could use when making loans to investors. There are many things you can do to increase your yield. You can make the term shorter and charge points to extend it after 3 months instead of 6. You can make it an equity participation loan and get a percentage of the profits when the property sells. You could charge a higher interest rate. You could charge more points. Know your market. When starting out in a hard money lending, it is important to know your market. A part of knowing your market is knowing what you can charge for your lending services. So I want to help you determine exactly how much you should charge for your hard money services so you will be able to compete with the other lenders in your area. In order to become a successful hard money lender in your area, you need to know what other lenders are charging for their loans. The best way to do this is to do a little market research. Analyze your competition. I would suggest that you Google the term hard money loans along with your state. Example, hard money loans, North Carolina. You can also go to your local investors association and find some local hard money lenders. Pick up their information and go to their website. You will want to also talk to them as well as if you are a prospective borrower. Ask them questions like, what kinds of properties do you lend on? Do you have a minimum and maximum loan amount? What kind of credit scores do you require? What are your terms, interest rate, points, duration? How many loans can I do at once? Can I get a loan with no monthly payments? Do you work with brokers, and if so, how do you pay them? More on this later. Do you use private investors to fund your loans, and if so, how much do you pay them? More on this later. Once you find out what the market terms are, then you will know how to structure your loans. Now, you can always be a little more aggressive in your lending, meaning you can make your rates and points higher and your LTV, loan to value, a little higher as well, but just be careful. Remember, it's not always about how much you can make. You have to be able to get your principal back first. I would rather do fewer loans but have good loans than have to take back a lot of houses. CarolinaHardMoney.com has about a 2% default rate. This is because they qualify the borrower to be able to get a takeout or refinance loan before the hard money loan is ever made. This is a very good idea. It will almost ensure that you will not get stuck in a loan and can't get your money back. Local housing market. Another part of knowing your market is just that. Learn all you can about the local housing market. Is it a buyer's market or a seller's market? Is it a hot market or cold? Are there more buyers than inventory? What is the inflation rate of the local housing market? Are you in a slow market and your borrower is going to have to sit on their fix and flip for months waiting on the right buyer to come along? You also need to know how the local market is for traditional financing. It is a good idea to have a good traditional lender that you can work with to help your borrowers refinance you out of the deal if they can't sell their property. You will also want a good retail buyer lender that can help get your borrower's end buyer financed even with less than perfect credit. Local market research tools. In this section, I would like to give you some tools you can use to analyze your local lending market. These tools are the same ones you would use if you were going to wholesale or fix and flip properties in the area. Although research is important in protecting your capital and making good decisions when lending, please do not get caught up in paralysis of analysis. This happens often with new investors and lenders alike. Do your research and then make a decision and move on. A good realtor can give you a good idea of the local housing market. However, based on how the realtor is doing personally in their own business will determine their answer. So I would suggest talking to multiple realtors to get a good feel of the market you are planning to lend in. Property values. The first thing you can do in researching a market is to learn the prices of properties. This will help you determine if you want to make loans in the area based on the price of housing. For example, some markets may be too expensive for you to feel comfortable making loans in. To find information on the prices that homes are selling for, just go to www.city-data.com. You can get a lot of information there about the median sales prices of homes to determine if it fits your model and comfort level for lending. Population. Other things to look at in an MSA, Metropolitan Statistical Area, are the population. If you can, you want to lend in an area with over a million in your population in the MSA. This will ensure there are plenty of buyers for your borrowers' properties, which will help them pay off your loan on time. You can simply Google the keywords MSA by population to get a list of the MSAs and their population. Appreciation. Another thing to look for is flat to moderate appreciation. If you are lending in an area with rapid appreciation, That can sound good. However, in the areas that go up fast, they also go down fast. So if you're going to lend in a growth market such as Las Vegas, Phoenix, Los Angeles, San Diego, Orlando, or any other growth market like this, I would suggest that you live there and know the local market. This way, you will not get caught with a loan that can't get paid off when the market starts going down. I'm not saying not to lend in a growth market. Just be careful and know that market well if you do. Another thing to look for is low to a moderate prices. This will ensure that there are plenty of fix and flip investors and landlords to buy properties and get loans from you. I am not saying that you cannot lend in areas with high prices, but it will just make your lending easier when you are in areas with lower prices. If you live in an area with high prices and are comfortable, then by all means, lend there. I am just trying to help you pick a market if you plan to go outside of your own. Older cities also make good lending markets. In cities that have been established for years, there are lots of properties and older properties, as well as the need for work, which makes good inventory for investors to buy and fix and flip or rent out. This means more loans for you to make. Inventory. You can check the amount of inventory at Realtor.com and ListSource.com. ListSource will be able to tell you the amount of investor transactions in an MSA. You want to pick an area with a good amount of inventory, but not too much that the house sits on the market for months or years. Owner-occupied versus renters. If there are a lot of landlords in your market, or if you just want to see how many there are, you can go to www.zillow.com/local-info and get all of the rental information. There's also a lot of additional information about housing statistics and the local MSA to help you learn the market you are considering for your hard money business.